Do you want to go learn it all yourself and all the bumps and bruises along the way? Or do you want someone to hold your hand and show you like how to do some of the things that you probably don't know how to do and you'll get there faster?
How did it start?
I essentially was looking at the time and thinking, can I manufacture my own podcast client? And so how would I do that? So I started thinking about this. I said, well, let me start a show that would probably be sponsorship driven because I want sponsorship dollars. How do I make it a highly visible show? I'm just going to interview CEOs and founders, like straight to the top, the number one person in the company. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to build those relationships with them because I was ready and poised to be able to promote the show on all those platforms. VerticalFarmingPodcast.com. I called it literally what it is. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm your host, Ben Albert. Hungry business people like yourself are busy. So let's get right into it. Today on the show, I have on Harry Duran. He is the heart-led founder of Fullcast, a done-for-you podcast production agency, and has ultimately utilized 20 plus years of marketing experience to guide individuals and brands in amplifying their voices through podcasting. Known for his hit shows like Podcast Junkies, honored to be a part of that show. I was a guest on that show, Podcast Junkies, and the number one ranked vertical farming podcast. You heard me right, vertical farming. Harry is a celebrated connector and creator. And in my opinion, he's basically a genius in monetizing a niche. So Harry, man, I'm excited to have you on my show here today. How are you?
Hey, Ben, thank you for the opportunity to share some time with you again and with your audience. I appreciate you.
You're a ton of fun. Anybody who hasn't listened to Podcast Junkies, it's like, put your feet up, relax. It's conversational. It's fun. Podcasting, but you don't just talk podcasting. You're talking like the meaning of life, right, man?
Yeah, I took some acting classes way back in when I used to live in New York City, and I was always inspired by the show Inside the Actor Studio and how James Lipton was able to get these nuggets of personal stories from these actors that you would normally just see in a movie or a TV show. And I'm like, well, that's so cool, like an hour to just really get to know these people, like who they really are. And that inspired Podcast Junkies. So it's kind of that idea of what's happening behind the mic, because we all know podcasters are like the ducks in the water. Everything looks calm up front, you know, on camera, but below, you know, it's like the feet are going like crazy, keeping everything in motion, drowning out the sound of the trash man arriving or the AC turning on. And I think I just want to let listeners know, because it's a podcast about podcasting, that we're not living perfect lives. We're not NPR. We don't have to be perfect. And I think that lets people just enjoy all the different ways people have come to appreciate this medium.
I love it. And you're not perfect, but you are pretty smart. We'll get into possibly vertical farming if we take it in that direction. But I want you to take the lead. Podcasting, vertical farming, all this stuff. You've done a million things. What's a quote or a tip that we can get started with today?
I think one that comes to mind is, as I was leaving my corporate journey, you mentioned 20 plus years in corporate marketing. I worked for some companies and learned a lot about what it's like to be in a marketing environment that have been helpful now. And I started getting into podcasting with Podcast Junkies in 2014. And then I realized I didn't know anything about digital marketing, so I hired a business coach. And I came across this quote from Jim Rohn, and he says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And at the time, I was like, whoa, this is so applicable to me, because I remember I was paying that coach like $1,500 a month, which is a lot of money. Thankfully, I was coming out of my decent paying job to make that transition. And I was in these groups and in these masterminds, and I was meeting these six-figure, seven-figure business owners. I call it my entrepreneurial Narnia experience, where I was just like, wow, this exists. These people do this. Like, you can have a business, a remote business with a small team and make this much money. And I was clearly in over my head, but I now in hindsight appreciate the fact that I was able to swim in that deep end. And some part of me knew, like, if I wanted to learn from these type of people, I would have to invest in these types of programs, essentially make an investment in myself and also in this teacher or coach, because, you know, what I was paying for was their experience. Because in the beginning, you think, well, I'm paying this guy this money. Like, what am I like physically, tangibly getting in my hand back in return? Because you're like, it's a lot of money. But what they're doing is this idea of opportunity cost, right? Do you want to go learn it all yourself and all the bumps and bruises along the way? Or do you want someone to hold your hand and show you like how to do some of the things that you probably don't know how to do and you'll get there faster? And it was a really eye-opening experience. And I've tried to apply that throughout my life. Whenever I wanted to grow or expand in a certain area, I got to surround myself with people who are in that area and who know it. And that's why coming full circle, I'm so passionate about podcasting as this ability to create this virtual stage, and you can invite whoever you want into the stage. And I know we've talked about this on your appearance on the show, just build these relationships with people who may otherwise have not had the time to talk to you. But now, you know, you're seen as a colleague and you're seen as a peer.
And Chris Van Vliet said this actually on the show, that ultimately that person doesn't have to be a coach that you paid for their time. They can be the podcast that you listen to, that they can be Harry. And that's part of why I brought you on, is this vertical farming thing. To my understanding, you're just creating a farm that goes upward vertically and maybe a closet. I don't know anything about it yet. You've broken like 100K or something probably by now, just starting this podcast a year or two ago, right? How did it start?
So I had the podcasting experience with Podcast Junkies. We have our agency Fullcast since 2015. It's a done-for-you service where we handle all aspects of the setup, the editing, video and audio editing, and all the marketing. And now we're adding some growth strategies as well. And we have partners for booking. So full service done-for-you. And I said, I essentially was looking at the time and thinking, can I manufacture my own podcast client? And so how would I do that? So I started thinking about this. I said, well, let me start a show that would probably be sponsorship driven, because I want sponsorship dollars. Okay, if I want sponsorship dollars, I need to be in a growing industry. So I was gifted a book called Abundance by Peter Diamandis, by one of my clients. This was in late 2019. Fantastic book, tells about the future and how everything's going to be looking rosy and not as gloom and doom as everyone thinks. There was a small snippet in there about vertical farming. And I read a book that I was led to by Dixon Despommier, who's a professor at Columbia, ordered that on Amazon, came the next day, devoured it in like a day. And I was like, wow, this industry looks really interesting. Started doing research. I saw that it was poised to grow by 2026 into like this, I think at the time, $15 billion industry or something. And I was like, wow. So all the pieces start working in my mind. I said, these companies are receiving VC dollars, VC investments. And typically when a company gets funded, the first spend is on marketing. So I was like, okay, I know that this is an industry where companies have marketing dollars. How do I make it a highly visible show? I'm just going to interview CEOs and founders, like straight to the top, the number one person in the company. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to build those relationships with them. And then I said, well, I need to create platforms for this show, because I saw how successful it was for Podcast Junkies. So I grabbed the Vertical Farm Pod, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. I even created a LinkedIn company page just for the show, because I was ready and poised to be able to promote the show on all those platforms. Verticalfarmingpodcast.com. I called it literally what it is, what it says on the label, you know. And just from SEO best practices, when we have conversations with clients about new shows, I was like, why am I going to make this harder to find?
Right.
You know, I don't need to make it the ag tech, you know, dude or something like that. Like nothing fancy, because no one knows who I am. So I'm just going to let people know and think about what people are going to be searching for when they're looking for a show about vertical farming. They're going to be Googling vertical farming podcast. If you Google those three words now, my show is the first thing that shows up in the Google search. And so verticalfarmingpodcast.com. And then I just went off and I started doing some research and seeing, you know, low hanging fruit. Who could I talk that was in the industry, who ran a news site about vertical farming. So those people were early on my first guests. And then I was preparing my list. So I would show them. I said, this is who I'm going to speak to. This is who I've scheduled time with. And then once I had that interview booked, I said, these people have committed to come on the show. And then once I had it recorded, I would say, these people I've already interviewed on the show. So I was just continuously updating the list. And as more and more people were seeing who I was coming on, they're like, oh, I should probably be on that show. And now 3 years later, actually, I just published episode 100 gets published this Friday, which is amazing experience, you know, whenever you hit the 100 episode milestone. But now I have companies reaching out to me and saying, hey, can you interview my CEO? And so it's just been an amazing experience. I got my first sponsor before I even launched the podcast. I was having a conversation. COVID hit. This is March 2020 now when all this is happening. I'm like, whoa, the timing couldn't have been more serendipitous, because now supply chain issues, access to fresh food, you know, food deserts, you know, food security, all these topics are like super top of mind for everyone now. So I asked my guest who I was interviewing, David Farquhar, the CEO of IGS, and we were having a conversation. He's in Scotland. I was in Minneapolis. And he said, yeah, let's still have it. And I said, I'm looking for a sponsor for the show. He connected me to his marketing guy in Chicago. I said, how much were you spending at these conferences for these booths, you know, that you can't go to anymore? He's like, oh, about $20,000. So in my mind, I did the math. I'm like, half of 20 minus one, 9,000. It'll be 9,000 if you want to sponsor the first season of my show, specifically dedicated to vertical farming, where I interview CEOs and founders. And he thought about it for a few minutes. He's like, okay, let's do it. And I hadn't released an episode. I hadn't even published an episode. And so that was really, the light went off at that point, Ben. I was like, there's something here. And it's grown since then. And, to, you know, we're closing in on the 100K mark in sponsorship dollars. I've been flown to conferences in Dubai this year. I'm being flown to a conference in Germany, the Vertifarm conference, because of the visibility in 3 years, how much visibility I've been able to grow in this space. Because I always came at it from a perspective of, I want my listener to learn at the same time I was. So I cut my teeth on long form interviews with Podcast Junkies, 300 plus interviews, very comfortable with long form interviews. And we knew how to publish a show. So we had those two pieces. And so when you talk to these CEOs, you know, they all, like the saying goes, they all put their pants on one leg at a time. And I was just conscious with making a genuine personal connection with them in those first few minutes and just really warm them up. And the feedback that I've been getting from the show is that listeners really appreciate the format. And it's similar to the same format from Podcast Junkies, just very conversational, but just tell origin stories. And it's such a new industry that people are coming from all walks of life to start these companies, which has been very inspiring.
Let's unlayer this a little bit, because you've already cut your teeth. You know, sit back, let's have a conversational origin story. We've chosen vertical farming. This is a couple of years back, 3 years ago. You weren't, to my understanding, you weren't some expert vertical farmer. Did you have any clue what you were doing in terms of the actual thing you were talking about? Like, where didn't you feel kind of nervous there?
I think in the beginning, I did feel a little nervous, and I was doing some research into their backgrounds. And a lot of the times, what I was focused on was them. I wasn't trying to out tech or outsmart or sound like I knew what I was talking about. I'm always conscious of taking my listener along the journey. So they would introduce a concept. If I didn't know what they were talking about, I said, hey, Ben, for the benefit of our listener, can you explain what that concept means into more depth? So I was learning literally on the call, and I would be like, oh, that's fascinating. Why is it that you do that? Because, you know, I was coming from this perspective of just learning and amplifying their voice. So I was showcasing them. And really, the focus was really origin stories. And it's something I've done in Podcast Junkie. So I was really comfortable with that format, because I would start the first 10 to 15 minutes just, hey, where are you from? What was it like growing up there? How the heck did you get into vertical farming? Like, when's the first time you heard about a vertical farm? Like, how challenging was it to start your first company? Oh, you've been a CEO 3 or 4 times. How is this one different? You know, they're just things you can ask people where you don't have to know the topic, but you'd get them to open up about themselves. And, you know, if people warm up to you over time, they like talking about themselves. They like talking about the company. Oh, who's an ideal client for your service? You know, what's some advice you would give to someone starting it? These are pretty generic questions that could be applicable almost in any niche or any industry. And so it's just a function of being comfortable. If it's your first podcast ever and you've never interviewed people, then it may not be the best thing to do to go start to speak to CEOs, because you may fall flat on your face sometimes. But I'm really comfortable with open-ended conversations, because it's a skill I've learned to hone over time. And I still listen to people like, you know, Jordan Harbinger and Joe Rogan and Tim Ferriss, and just, you know, just listening how people ask questions and how they get good answers. And so I'm always a student of the interview-based show. But it's something that I'm just really passionate about, you know, perfecting and continuing to get better at. And it's a function of just being curious, you know, just being a good listener. I love the video aspect of the tools that we use nowadays. You can see people's body language. You can get a feel for whether you asked a tough question and if they're just like finger on their chin, thinking about whether they want to give you the right answer or, you know, the correct answer or the actual answer that's in their heart. And a lot of times that's when you have to really bite your lip and don't feel the urge to like fill that silence, because that's when the best answers come. You're just like, let it come. And you could always edit out if it's too long. But a lot of times my best answers have come from letting, you know, people marinate with the question for a bit.
Cal Fussman, Big Questions Podcast, he gave me live coaching when he was on the show. And he basically, part of it was I asked like six questions at once. And part of it was like, ask one question, and the best question has the person answering it just as curious as you are. So those moments where you want to fill that space is like, there's something unique happening that I, first off, the who, what, where, when, why's are perfect.
Yeah.
But then you build that rapport and then you can dive deeper with your guest. You're new to vertical farming and you just made a best friend with an expert. And the beauty for me, just as a bystander, is I don't know much about vertical farming.
Yeah.
So to assume the listener is at the expert level is silly. The listener is at a similar level as you and learning as Harry learns. And I just think that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, what people call the beginner mindset.
Yeah.
And always feeling like you don't, because if you start to get too confident or too cocky and you're like, oh, I know, that's where I got this, you sort of let your guard down. And I've had it happen a couple of times where I get too comfortable and I'm just like, oh, or maybe I don't, you know, prepare enough. But I think it's really just, you know, focusing 100% of your attention on your guest really goes a long way.
Time fly. I don't even know why I started a show 15 Minute Friday. I want to do another half hour with you. So before we give the audience a little bit of homework assignment, you know, something that they can integrate, something that they just learned, let's make sure while they're grabbing their pen or pencil, they write down how to reach out to you. Or they can do it right on their laptop. Don't do it if you're driving. How can someone podcast? I mean, there's like a million. First, I'll just say a couple of things. Podcast Junkies is kick-ass. Vertical Farming is a great podcast, specifically if you're looking for that sustainability. But what are the best ways? You do production. How can I get into your world?
To learn more about what we do and the work we do at the agency, fullcast.co is the best place. There's a quick, I think it's a 10-minute video on the five pillars of how to build a successful podcast. And that's a great starting point for people that are just getting started, trying to decide if a podcast would be right for their brand. Feel free to email me directly, harry@fullcast.co, with any questions. I'm very active on Twitter, Harry Duran FC on Twitter and Instagram. And Harry Duran on LinkedIn as kind of the three places where I hang out. I do have a harryduran.com. I have a newsletter. I haven't missed a Saturday in the past 33 weeks. Wow. Every Saturday morning it goes out. And it's really just a journey of my personal life. I talk about this men's gathering I went to. I talked about like my trip to the therapist. I talked about, you know, the challenge I have in growing my business. It's just me just kind of like airing a bit of my personal life, because I really firmly believe we're all placed here on this planet to share our journey and to go through our ups and downs, our struggles in a way that's beneficial for folks who may be listening. And we're all in this rung, this ladder of life, and we're learning from people one or two rungs ahead of us. And so I try to like share my journey, the ups and downs, so that in the hopes that someone who's one or two rungs below me can benefit from it.
It circles back in the average of the five. I mean, I'm never going to discourage someone to pay for a coach, but if you need something more budget friendly, you can sign up for a newsletter and spend time with someone on a weekly basis. So that's kick butt. I'll add that to the show notes. You can talk about podcasting, but I kind of want to challenge this to be something not just podcasting, because I know not every single one of my listeners is going to start a niche business podcast. But what advice would you give the listener to make, you know, take one takeaway and integrate it, actually go take action in theory as soon as they turn off the call? So what would you recommend they do?
Yeah, I was thinking about something entrepreneurial related or business related or podcast related. And obviously you have a ton of suggestions in that way. And so if any of that aligns and you want to reach out to me about that, then do that. But I think the most important thing that everyone watching or listening can do is to share your journey. And I've been using a tool called Behive. It's two I, so it's BEEHIIV.com. It's free to use. I'm still using the free version. And get into the habit of sharing your life's journey. You don't have to have a business. You can just talk about the garden you planted. You can talk about how you walked your dog. And you can talk about the family you're raising. You can talk about trying to have a family. You can talk about the trip you did. Literally, the thing is, people underestimate their own life journey and they think it won't be valuable to anyone. Oh, my life is so boring. Or I don't really do anything interesting. But you're doing a disservice to someone who is in dire need of your specific message at the specific time. And you're almost like doing a disservice to someone who's really, 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 really needs to know about your life experience because it's going to be relatable to them where they are in their life journey. And so I'm always conscious of that. Every Friday when I get ready to write, I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to write about. And just like, I get a little stressed and then I put my focus on who this is for and my why, like, who am I doing this for? And I really want to feel like, you know, inevitably, sometimes some people respond to the letter and they're like, oh, Harry, thank you so much for writing this. This is exactly what I needed to hear right now in this moment. We don't know what that is, but share your journey. Everything you do, whether you think it's important or not, even if you don't think anyone's going to be reading it, just get into work that muscle. You know, I think magical things will start to happen. And over time, you'll find your voice. And I think that's the most important thing that's consistent with podcasting and with writing, this ability of just being able to like have this voice inside you that's like waiting to be heard by your intended audience. You don't know who that is, but you won't find out until you kind of get that process started.
That's such magic, Harry. It truly is, because we could do a whole podcast on that. Just literally, even if no one's paying attention, finding that inner voice that's unique to you, your fingerprint, makes that exercise worth it in itself. So thanks for just literally bringing the gold so quickly, man. We'll do another. We'll keep the conversation going. We're both podcasters that like to talk about podcasting. So I'd love to support you, and I appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you, as always, for the connection we've been able to make and giving me the opportunity. I never take this for granted, the ability to share my story with your audience. I know you value their time, and I hope something that we share today resonates with folks. And happy to hear it. Let Ben know, let me know, because we're always looking for good news about the things that we're talking about on our respective shows.
Thanks again, brother. It's been fun.
Likewise.